Good morning, Memphis. It's time to start your day with the Pledge of Allegiance, brought to you by Weimer's Jewelry.
Hi, I'm Bea Vance with the Mid-South Gardening Show. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hi, I'm David Weimer, and we are Weimer's Jewelry. Christmas is just around the corner. Please remember the reason for the season. Weimer's Jewelry, 7525 Stage Road, in the shops of Appling Way.
Live from the Brim Snack Food Studios at the KWAM Broadcast Center, it's time to Wake Up Memphis with Tim Van Horn.
Welcome to hour number three of Wake Up Memphis. She's Grace. He's Kenny. I'm Tim. You're listening to the Mighty 990 FM 107.9 and AM 990. Stream us online anytime at kwamradio.com. Got a trivia question coming up a little bit later this hour, but we are going straight to the phone lines. We are honored to have on the governor of the great state of Tennessee, who will be visiting Memphis shortly in a joint visit with Vice President Mike Pence as part of Operation Warp Speed. We say good morning to Governor Bill Lee. Governor, thanks for being on KWAM this morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, sir. I am proud to be on your show and proud to be headed to Memphis in a few minutes.
Well, we are looking forward to having you here. I know that this is a big day to shine the spotlight on Shelby County, on Tennessee as a whole. Before we get to what's going on later today, I need to ask you about this, Governor, because about 25 minutes ago, we had a doctor on from West Tennessee who had a white paper, which we've posted at kwamradio.com, that has been talking, that talks about the masks and the ineffectiveness of masks and the restaurant shutdowns. And here in Shelby County, I mean, our businesses are just dying on the vine here. I wanted to ask you, as governor of the state, what can you do to help the businesses in Shelby County that are just looking for some sort of lifeline during all of this and that are being demonized when they are not the ones that are the clusters?
Yeah, I have said all along that there's a lot of tragedy associated with this pandemic. One of them is illness and the loss of life, but the other one is the loss of incomes, the loss of livelihoods, the loss of businesses. We got mental health challenges from one end of the state to the other, and it is a challenge for every Tennessean, especially for business owners who have had their businesses closed or partially closed or shut down. I used to run a business, and I often think, how would I feel today if the government were telling me that I couldn't run my business? So I've worked really hard to work with leaders across the state to make sure that our state is open. We were one of the last states to close and one of the first to open, and that's because I do believe we've got to protect our businesses.
Governor, here in Shelby County, we're one of six counties. I know there are 95 counties in this great state. We are one of six counties that has a health department. And I'm not, I don't know, how much you know about what's going on here in the Shelby County, but we've got an unnecessary tragedy going on here. We have a health department that is going unchecked. They are unaccountable. They are not responding to our restaurant associations, to our business owners here. They are acting like they are the executive branch in this part of the state. As our leader of the state, what can you do as governor to rein in this unchecked power that these health departments seem to have been granted?
Our state law and statute sets up the way that the authority is delegated in the state. So we do have six counties that have health departments that have the authority to make decisions around businesses. The 89 counties that the state directs and their health departments, those are under the jurisdiction of the state. So by statute, that's the way it's set up in the state. But I've worked with the local officials and encouraged them to do what we're doing and across the rest of the counties. I think that what we're going to see is very soon, that's one of the great things about this vaccine. Very soon, we're going to begin to curb this spread, and we're going to lift all the restrictions and move forward with our lives, because we focused on protecting people's lives, but we've also focused on protecting their livelihoods. And that's why today is such good news. The Vice President's visit, the rollout of this vaccine in 2 weeks, it's welcome relief, and we'll have relief all across the state. And meanwhile, by the way, you know, we pushed out $150 million initially, another $100 million. We're about to push out another $50 million to businesses all across this state, and especially those who have suffered financially as a result of this virus. So,
and that's robust. Really hard. And that's robust, Governor. There's no doubt that that's robust. The restaurant owners, though, if we look at these clusters, the last regional update, 12 of the 820 clusters came out of the restaurants. That's 1.5%. What can you do as governor, though? I don't think they want a handout. They want a hand up from you. What can you do to put your foot down to take the boot of our health department off of their necks?
Well, statutorily, the health department has the authority. So the governor cannot and will not, and by statute, that cannot override that authority. So what we do then is work with local officials to try and give them the evidence and to, but most importantly, what can we do? We can attack the virus all across the state, because what happens if we mitigate the spread of this virus in West Tennessee, then it's going to lift the pressure off of Memphis, and that'll get our health departments to open businesses back up. That's what we can do, and that's what we are doing.
When do you see help coming for these businesses? You say that the vaccine is on the way. I mean, is that coming in 60 days? Is that coming in 6 months? When can the restaurants expect some relief from all this? Because in the meantime, they answer to the health department, and the health department answers to nobody.
That's right. So the 14th of December is what we expect to be the first round of vaccines. And we think the delivery may be that soon. We've got a very strong distribution plan in place that we'll be talking about, in fact, with the vice president today at FedEx in Memphis. And once that starts, first we provide vaccinations for frontline healthcare workers, first responders, law enforcement, people that are on the front lines, and make sure we have healthcare capacity, because that's the real concern. I think as soon as we start to alleviate the healthcare capacity issue, then a lot of the pressure on health departments, for example, goes away. Then we move to long-term care facility residents, the elderly, the most vulnerable, and then we begin to move more into infrastructure workers and general population. So we hope that in less than 2 weeks, we will be delivering vaccine.
All right. So that's coming up later today, meeting a joint meeting with Vice President Mike Pence at FedEx, which is a logistics miracle, Governor. I got to tell you, to be able to ship that at minus 100 degrees Fahrenheit, we are so blessed to have them in Tennessee, as we are with all the businesses here. Governor Bill Lee, thank you for a few minutes of your time. Please give our best to Vice President Mike Pence, and have a good day. And thank you for joining us on KWAM, sir. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir. Be back soon.
All right. All right, there's Governor Bill Lee on KWAM here, the Mighty 990, and you heard there what he had to say. And essentially, if you boil it all down, it's basically, if you want relief, you're going to have to wait. Restaurants, you're going to have to wait for the vaccine. Coming up in just a few moments, by the way, haven't mentioned too much about this. We've got the guy that is suing Governor Bill Lee over his allowing the health department to run unaccounted for in the state of Tennessee, and that is Gary Humble with Tennessee Stands. We're going to talk to Gary in just a few minutes, and then we're going to talk to Wendy Patrick, an attorney, at 8:35. But in the meantime, I'm changing the question of the day. I'm calling an audible like Peyton Manning. Omaha, Omaha, Omaha at the line of scrimmage. What'd you think about what Governor Bill Lee just said? Give us a call, 901-260-5926. Hey, we're joined now by our midday host here and best-selling author, Todd Starnes. Todd, thank you. Hey, thanks for checking in. I know you're up and at 'em early as you are every day. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Hey, Tim. Good morning. Look, I just heard that incredible interview you did with the governor, and I really appreciate you holding the governor's feet to the fire. You know, this is supposed to be one of those Chamber of Commerce visits, but to be honest with you, Tim, the governor needed to answer questions, and what we learned from the governor is he has absolutely no power and the health department in Shelby County has absolute power. It's absolutely outrageous.
You know, that's a great point. And I feel the more I heard him speak on this, Todd, the more I felt bad for Mike Miller, the more I felt bad for Nick Scott, the more I felt bad for Sean Danko. The people that are losing these businesses, they all have names. The governor needs to say their names instead of punting the political football to Shelby County. He needs to rein in this unaccounted and this unfettered power that the health department seems to be getting drunk on here in Shelby County.
Well, Tim, the governor said that he has no power under the state constitution. But you know what? The governor does have the power to come down to Shelby County, hold a press conference in front of Alchemy, come down here and hold rallies demanding that the health department be held accountable. The governor can do that under the constitution, but he chooses to do nothing. And that, to me, is appalling. And it's a terrible thing what's happening here. I'm not terribly surprised. This governor has not exhibited great leadership skills during his time in office thus far. But I got to tell you, it was just a terrific interview, and I appreciate you asking those questions, because I can promise you this: nobody else in the Memphis media is going to dare ask the governor the hard questions today. And you did here on the Mighty 990. Great job, Jim.
Todd, I appreciate that. And when it came to Dr. Jimmy Hoppers this morning, who was on, and he's been on your show before. In fact, that's how I discovered him. He's a great guest in West Tennessee, a great doctor. When I brought up the white paper and talked about some of those findings, which, by the way, everybody can go to KOMradio.com and find on our live show blog, the governor just glossed over that. He was having none of that masks don't work, and just tried to gloss over the fact that there should be some science with these decisions, but we are absolutely seeing decisions based on nothing but essentially political pressure on our citizens here. Todd, we're going to listen in at 11 o'clock later today. Hey, thanks so much for calling in, and thank you for your encouragement. It means everything.
All right. Great job, Jim.
Thanks, Todd. There's Todd Starnes. You heard his say. What's your say on this? Be like Todd. Call us. Be like Todd Starnes, 901-260-5926. What'd you think about what Governor Bill Lee had to say? And I got a trivia question for you. We did mention FedEx in there. We did get around to the event today. FedEx office used to be called what for your KWAM prize pack? Is it mailboxes, etc.? Is it Kinko's, or is it Dunder Mifflin? Give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. The man who is suing Governor Bill Lee is coming up next. Gary Humble from TennesseeStands.org. Stand with us. You're listening to Wake Up Memphis on the Mighty 990.
You're listening to the Mighty 990 KWAM. The Larry Elder Show, tonight at 8 on the Mighty 990 KWAM and streaming online at kwamradio.com.
You're listening to Wake Up Memphis on the Mighty 990. She's Grace. He's Kenny. I'm Tim. FM 107.9 and AM 990. You can stream us online anytime at kwamradio.com. Give us a call at 901-260-5926. What'd you think about the interview with Governor Bill Lee, who said he's essentially helpless against the Shelby County Health Department? What's your thoughts on that? And your trivia question for this hour: FedEx office used to be called what? Mailboxes, etc., Kinko's, or Dunder Mifflin? 901-260-5926. Joining us right now is the man who is spearheading a lawsuit against Governor Bill Lee for the very reasons that we interviewed him about, and that is the tyranny that's going on with the Shelby County Health Department. The leader of TennesseeStands.org, Gary Humble, joins us now. Gary, good morning. How you doing, sir?
Good morning. Good to be with you, Tim, as always.
Did you by chance get to hear the interview with Governor Bill Lee?
I most certainly did, sir. And may I say, you did a fantastic job. And I will correct Todd on one statement. He said that no one in Memphis was asking you. So let me tell you something. No one in Tennessee is asking the governor the kinds of questions that you guys are. So I really, really appreciate the interview this morning.
Gary, it's an honor. At some point, if you don't stand for something, you won't have anything to stand for. And you have been an inspirational leader across the state in regards to TennesseeStands.org. For those that have not heard you in a while or have not heard you before, tell us what TennesseeStands.org is all about.
Yeah, we're working to not just hold the governor accountable, but to hold our government and the state accountable to operating only within the authority that we give it per our Constitution. And obviously, many of us know by now that what's happening with these executive orders and how government has chosen now to operate under these emergency powers is unconstitutional. Governors don't make laws, and governors don't just delegate powers as they please, and unelected, unaccountable boards of health don't make policy and issue civil penalty to the people.
Wait a second, Gary, but the governor just said he's helpless against the Shelby County Health Department.
Right. You know what's funny about that is whenever the governor wants to issue an executive order telling you that you're non-essential or telling you to stay home or delegating power to county mayors, well, he's all powerful. But whenever you ask him to protect businesses or protect the people, and work to settle down the edicts of a local county health board, well, he's all of a sudden he's got no power. So I thought that there. But wait, Tim, it's all going to be okay because we don't need government. The vaccine is going to save us all.
Well,
I mean, I thought that was what an incredible answer to your question. Governor, what can you do to help businesses in Shelby County? Well, that's a great question, Tim. The vaccine is going to save us.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, basically, wait, look over your shoulder, pray that the iron fist of not just the Shelby County Health Department here, Gary, they've now enlisted the help of the Tennessee Alcohol Beverage Commission to have a double iron fist and try to kneecap these restaurants on other violations just to give them an excuse to shut them down without taking the blame for it.
Just so you know, they are doing the exact same thing in Knox County to businesses who won't comply with the requirements of the Board of Health. They use the beer board to threaten the restaurants that they'll pull their liquor license. So it's going on across the state.
I'm shaking my head at all of this. Gary Humble with TennesseeStands.org. Check out that website. Gary, national headlines up in Staten Island, the bar that was recently shut down, and the owner of that, I believe it's called Max, was arrested. Over 1,000 patriots got together last night to protest on Staten Island. And you always think, you know what? That's up north with all them Yankees. That would never happen down here, but we're seeing it right before our very eyes. And I think a lot of people, the scales are starting to fall off their eyes and see the reality that we are in the midst of tyranny.
Yeah, there are arrests happening now on a regular basis here in Nashville under the reign of Mayor John Cooper. And in fact, I responded to a tweet. Metro Police Department almost seems giddy about the fact that they are chasing people down. They posted on Twitter a story of a guy. They were about to issue him a citation standing outside on Broadway downtown for not wearing a mask. And the guy started to run away from the police because he didn't want to get cited for not wearing a mask. The police chased him down and arrested him for not wearing a mask outside. That's happening in Nashville now.
So they chased him as he was running away and obviously breathing in more of that much more dangerous outside air when you're running at speed. So they put his life even more at risk. It's so asinine. Gary, though, TennesseeStands.org believes it may have an answer to some of this nonsense.
Yeah, so we have three lawsuits filed, one in the state and two in our county here in Williamson County against schools and county mayors, all of which are calling into question the constitutionality of 58-2-107, which is the statute from where all of this authority seems to come that the governor is delegating around the state. So we're working on that. But also, I want to make sure your listeners know we are Senator Mark Cody and Representative Jay Reedy running a bill to protect our religious exemptions to vaccines. Many people don't know that in current Tennessee law, in the case of an epidemic, or the immediate threat of an epidemic, your religious exemption to a vaccine as an employee and in schools for our children, those exemptions are gone. They're wiped away.
Wait a second. Wait. Let's slam the brakes here, Gary. Did you just say that in a perceived emergency, we lose the rights over our body?
That's correct. That is current state law. So we are running a bill working to strike those exceptions. essentially that when you have a religious exemption, you have an exemption, period, in all cases, at all times. But, you know, this is what COVID's done to our brains, and apparently we've been doing this for a long time, but in the case of COVID or the case of a public health emergency, we don't have a constitution anymore. We don't have individual liberties anymore. No one has rights anymore. And so that's one of the things we're trying to fix in this upcoming legislative session, especially in regards to our religious exemptions and vaccines.
And you are basically Joe or Gary Citizen. Gary Humble with us with TennesseeStands.org. You are doing this. We've had this discussion before. This is a passion of yours because everybody has a why when they get involved. And talk about a bit about your why. We've shared this before, but I want people to hear this again.
Look, I'm a husband. I'm a Tennessean. I'm a dad. I've got three little boys. You know, my boys who were in public schools here in Williamson County, and we pulled them out because of all the crazy shenanigans going on. We homeschool now, but I want to hand off something great to my kids, like we all do. And these government mandates now are affecting everyone's lives in real and tangible ways. I've got so many stories of parents changing their entire life simply because of how the schools are structured now. I mean, you have two-income families; their kids are now home because schools are shut down. What do they do? Yeah, families are selling their homes. They're looking for jobs. Everything has been wrecked because of decisions from people that sit in ivory towers and think, well, we just need to protect everyone. But the fact is, we're killing everybody. We're killing jobs. We're killing families. You know, the governor mentioned mental health across the state. Well, no kidding. Suicide rates are up. Domestic violence is up. Child abuse reports are up because families are struggling. And we've got to put a stop to this. Government, this is why our Constitution limits government, because it's not supposed to make stupid decisions that affect our liberties in such a way that it destroys the lives of every citizen in the state. So, yes, I'm very passionate. I'm passionate about government leaving me alone and in letting me live my life and doing the only job it is supposed to be doing, which is securing my liberty. That's why we instituted a government. That's why the people wrote a constitution.
Gary Humble joining us. Gary, TennesseeStands.org is fighting the fight against Governor Lee and him passing on his authority to health departments, among other things. And Gary, our audience is your audience. We're here. We stand with the small businesses. We stand with the restaurant owners. We stand for the little guy just like you. And we're always, our audience is always, always asking, what can we do? Gary, we're going to put the link to TennesseeStands.org on our live show blog. Gary, how can people become involved with TennesseeStands.org, because what you're doing is representing everything that we need help with in Shelby County.
Yeah, right now, please go to TennesseeStands.org and hit that subscribe button and sign up to our email list. It's important that you give your address. Why is that important, Gary? Well, because we need to know where you live in our system, because whenever we send an email and we need to take action, we need to know where you are. We need to know who your representatives are. We need to know what county you're in so that we can help give you targeted measures and actions that you can take in your local area and contact your local representative, especially in this upcoming legislative session with this bill for religious exemptions and so forth. So please go subscribe. There's a donate button. We appreciate your financial support. There's pending litigation. We've got lots of efforts to do legislatively, and we're also looking to get involved in coming in 2022. We need good men and women on our county commissions and our school boards across the state, and we want to help with that.
TennesseeStands.org, that's going to be on our live show blog. Gary Humble, thank you for keeping us up to date, and we want to follow up with you on the next big breaking news. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for your patriotism. God bless, and we'll talk to you again very, very soon.
Thank you, sir, and thanks to KWIM.
It's 8:29, our question of the morning. What'd you think about what Governor Bill Lee said this morning in the interview? He said he's helpless against the mighty Shelby County Health Department. Maybe they are the Ministry of Health. 260-KWAM. It's 8:29 on the Mighty 990.
The Mighty 990 covers the Mid-South from South Haven to Germantown. 990 AM, 107.9 FM, KWAM. America First with Sebastian Gorka, this afternoon at 2 on the Mighty 990 KWAM and streaming online at KWAMradio.com.
8:36, you're listening to Wake Up Memphis on the Mighty 990, FM 107.9, AM 990. You can stream us online at kwamradio.com. That's kwamradio.com. And give us a call this morning. That trivia question is out there for you this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a pretty easy one. This is recent history. You've got this. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. FedEx office used to be called what? Was it mailboxes, etc.? Was it Kinko's? Or was it Dunder Mifflin? That's what she said. And our question of the day, what'd you think about what Governor Bill Lee had to say earlier this hour? We asked him about the Shelby County Health Department. They're running unchecked. They're running unaccountable in all around us here in Memphis and the surrounding areas. Even the municipal mayors are either confused or intimidated by them. We asked the governor, what can you do as governor to put them in check? And basically, he said, all we can do at this point is wait for a vaccine. So small business owners, your chief executive of this state says, hey, keep looking over your shoulder, pray, and maybe, just maybe, when the vaccine gets delivered, maybe you'll still have a business. What do you think about what Bill Lee had to say this morning in our interview? Basically, just punting all authority to the Shelby County Health Department, saying that he had really no leadership over that.
Tim, basically the governor's like, you're on your own, folks. So sorry. Can't help you. I'm sorry, but can I just say, what a wuss. I'm sorry.
It is a wuss.
You did a great job grilling him.
Indeed.
Listen, I was very disappointed with his answers.
That's kind of you to say, but I have to tell you, as the interview went on, my heart sank further and further into my stomach. Because, yes, while we were getting answers on the record, what I was hearing was making me sick because of all of the restaurant owners that we all know personally, the places where we go, the places where you dine with your husband when, you know, you guys are every restaurant that you go to has a story, or you get a great meal, and these people put their life savings, they put their necks on the line, their small businesses trying to survive. And the question I asked Bill Lee is, what can you do to put your foot down to get the health department's foot off of the restaurant's necks? And it was just as if I had just asked him how his day was. There was no concern.
Nope.
There was no urgency whatsoever.
I mean, he could just at least speak up about it, you know, at least.
I like what Todd said. Todd had, I thought, a great solution. Okay, there's 6 counties out of the 95 in Tennessee that have their own health departments, so he has no direct power over them. But he could have a press conference in front of Kooky Canuck today, or in front of Alchemy,
yep.
and he could use the bully pulpit that belongs to the governor to maybe get some attention. Maybe in terms of executive action, he can't do anything directly, but he could certainly put the pressure on, get the megaphone out and get a lot of attention.
To give you some backstory with the relationship with Bill Lee, before the hand of God reached down and Todd Starnes was able to buy this radio station and put the Mighty 990 on the map, in a previous life, I was at another radio station. And during that primary, I was the only one in this market that would put Governor Bill Lee on because he was running fourth in the primary. I gave him the time of day. We gave him an opportunity to speak. We gave him an opportunity to speak in the general election. So we go back and we have a history. However, next time around, I won't be fooled. I was fooled into thinking that he had the conservative chops.
He doesn't.
And here's what the damning answer was that to me that just sealed the deal this morning. When I asked about what he can do to help, his first answer was to throw more government money at the restaurants, to throw more money at it. And my response to him was, the restaurants don't want a handout. They want your hand up and help take that boot of the health department off of their necks. These business owners, they know what they're doing. They know exactly how to run the business. They just need government out of the way, just as Gary Humble said in the last segment with TennesseeStands.org. And it just blows my mind because I look at that headline in New York at Staten Island where Max Pub was defying Andrew Cuomo's lockdown, shutdown orders and was opened up. In fact, he made it an autonomous zone where people could go in. They couldn't buy the drink. banks. They gave it away in exchange for donations. Well, that owner gets arrested, cuffed, hauled away, and over 1,000 patriots on Staten Island come out in support of that pub and for freedom. And guess what, folks? We need that sort of patriotic spirit here in the Mid-South. You know, oftentimes we say, don't California up my Tennessee. Well, you know what? In this case, come on and let's Staten Island up Shelby County. We need some people with some pushback. And that's exactly what Gary Humble has been doing with TennesseeStands.org with these not one, not two, but three lawsuits fighting this executive overreach by the governor punting his authority to Shelby County and five other health departments. And also he's got another lawsuit. But then the one that really caught my ear as well is the exemption for religious purposes for vaccines that can be wiped away in the event of an emergency. So, folks, we've been talked into wearing masks. We've covered up. We've been forced inside with lockdowns. We've covered up. We've been huddled up, and now we're about to get shot up. And I don't mean with bullets. It can't be too far of a stretch if there's going to be a vaccine mandate. Look at what is happening in the UK with their travel passports in Wales. They want to give you a card to show when your vaccine was and for you to prove so that you can travel with a vaccine. And now we're hearing whispers in the wind that perhaps businesses may even be able to mandate vaccines so you don't even have control over your body. We're in troubling times, folks. And we need leadership that's not just conservative, but we need unflinching conservative, not part-time conservatism, not convenient, not convenient conservatism, no rhinos. We don't need the rhino horns to be showing. We need people that stand with the little guy, that stands with every guy. And when you stand with the little guy, you stand with everybody across the spectrum. It doesn't matter what your political affiliation is. There's liberals out there, there's conservatives, and everywhere in between that are trying to make a living. And when you have the heavy hand of government, it negatively impacts your neighbor no matter what they believe. We've got snitch lines now where brother is against brother, sister is against sister, neighbor is against neighbor. And we are losing our culture because of our willingness to compromise along with the heavy handedness of government, even down to a local level. Plenty more to get to on Wake Up Memphis. I want you to go to kwhamradio.com on our live show blog. Grace, who may be up for Employee of the Week, by the way. There's still a day left, so you could seal the deal or maybe not. But she's got there the link to TennesseeStands.org, Gary Humble's lawsuits, plus the white paper that Dr. Jimmy Hoppers in West Tennessee has recently put together. And it talks about the science behind the coronavirus. So if you're wanting to fortify your knowledge, if you're wanting to be able to have that discussion without somebody saying, oh, well, you just want people to die, go to our website. We've got ammunition for you there.
Now, Tim, what's the prize for the Employee of the Week? I got to know.
You get to park next to Kenny Bozak.
I already do that. Come on now. Come on, man.
Well, and also, it's also the honor. You can put it, it's a resume builder. It's a resume builder. All right, our questions of the day. We got a trivia question for you out there. And this is an easy one. Come on, people. Come on, man. Our trivia question has to do with FedEx. Vice President Mike Pence, Governor Bill Lee in town, talking about Operation Warp Speed and the delivery of the vaccines. FedEx Office, which is a part of FedEx Corporation, used to be called what? Is it mailboxes, et cetera? Is it Kinko's? Or is it Dunder Mifflin? Answer that question for a KWAM prize pack. And we also want to know what you thought about the interview with Governor Bill Lee, what he had to say. What do you think about what he had to say, that he's pretty much helpless against the mighty Shelby County Health Department? Maybe they are the Ministry of Health after all. It's 8:45. You're listening to Wake Up Memphis on the Mighty 990.
Coming up next on KWAM, today's Armstrong and Getty Show.
Every weekday from 8 to 10:45 right here on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
The Lars Larson Show, this evening at 5 on the Mighty 990 KWAM and streaming online at kwamradio.com.
It's 8:50. You're listening to Wake Up Memphis on the Mighty 990, FM 107.9 and AM 990. We are streaming all the time at kwmradio.com. Now more than ever, head over to our live show blog. We have a white paper from Dr. Jimmy Hoppers. You say, what's a white paper, Timmy V? Well, that is about a five-page document that the doctor in West Tennessee has published, and it talks about the science behind coronavirus, and it will help arm you in your arguments regarding your personal freedom. Check that out at kwamradio.com. We've also got the link to tennesseestands.org as Gary Humble is spearheading an effort with three lawsuits in the state of Tennessee. One is to maintain the religious exemption against having to take the vaccine. Right now, you may lose that in the case of an emergency. And also a suit to try to get Governor Bill Lee to rein in the Shelby County and five other health departments to take back the authority that's his as the leader of the state of Tennessee. That's at TennesseeStands.org. Check us out at kwamradio.com. Also on Facebook Live, we just need to get t-shirts. There's a rowdy bunch on our Facebook Live feed, and there is every morning some responses to what do you think about the interview with Governor Bill Lee. No way I'm getting the vaccine, says Jennifer Hewitt. Not enough is known about it. Paula in the Netherlands says, Netherlands here, no way. Hello, I don't know, maybe they're a cousin because my last name is Van Horn if they're in the Netherlands. And also, Joan wrote, I need to see how effective it is and what the side effects are. Have your say. 901-260-5926. Bob in Cordova, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tim. I appreciate your enthusiasm.
Well, thank you very much. Did you get a chance to listen to Governor Bill Lee's interview with me this morning?
Yes, I did.
What did you think about what he had said?
I appreciate your recent comment there, because my recollection was he was the one we elected to lead, and he was the one that had the authority, and he delegated that to the Shelby County Health Department, and now he's not willing to take it back and tell them what to do.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, it's head scratching. And, I'm not sure that I'm confident in the bill of goods that I was sold a few years ago in the last election round. I'll be very curious to see if Randy Boyd or somebody else pops up in a Republican primary, Bob.
Randy's saying that he's considering running and everything. But, you know, the problem is that Bill Lee is accountable to the citizens. The health department has no accountability. They just do whatever they want to, and we can't tell them anything, and we don't have any voice. So that's the problem. And I'm very heartbroken for all these restaurants and businesses that they're putting their foot down on. And like you pointed out this morning, there's very little contact tracing that originates in the restaurants.
1.5%, Bob. 1.5% out of 820 cases, just 12. It is minuscule. The 98.5% the contact tracing clusters away from restaurants, Bob. You're exactly right.
Well, I appreciate you bringing that point out. I didn't know it, didn't know it until you pointed it out and gave us the facts, but people need to know that, and the restaurants, they're killing them.
Yeah, yes. And, each day, you've got more and more restaurants that are having to make that decision. Do I stay open? Do I look over my shoulder? Is not only the health department coming, but is the Tennessee Alcohol Beverage Commission, as Gary Humble mentioned, that's happening in Nashville as well, where it's a two-fisted approach against local businesses. The little guy is just getting beat up with a left hook, and then comes the right hook.
Well, and for no good reason, the restaurants are doing the very best that they can.
Yes.
And I appreciate you having Sean Danko and the fellow from, Alchemy on that?
Nick Scott.
Kind of voicing their opinion and the problem, how it's killing them. I even talked to one restaurant owner who's going back to work in a secular job to pay the bills to keep his employees going in the restaurant.
Mm.
And that's the kind of thing that's going on.
Kenny pointed out to me, Ryan Trim joined us this morning. He has a few great restaurants in the Memphis area as well. Appreciate that, Kenny. Bob, rumor has it that you want to take a shot at our trivia question today, and it has to do with FedEx. What did FedEx office used to be called? Was it mailboxes, et cetera? Was it Kinko's, or was it Dunder Mifflin?
It was Kinko's.
Judges?
That's right.
You are the winner KWAM prize pack. Of course, it's been called, you know, FedEx Kinko's before. It's had a couple of three iterations to it, but it is FedEx Office now. And of course, we talk about that because it is a part of FedEx who is helping out with Operation Warp Speed with Vice President Pence and Governor Mike Lee in town today to tout the efficiency and the logistics miracle. To be able to transport that vaccine at near -100 degrees Fahrenheit is a modern day miracle for sure. Bob, thank you so much for listening this morning. I'm going to put you on hold. Grace is going to set you up with a KWAM prize pack. We appreciate you. It is 8:55. Go to kwamradio.com. Later today, we'll have that interview up with Governor Bill Lee. We've also already got that white paper up from Dr. Jimmy Hoppers in West Tennessee. We've got the link from Gary Humble from TennesseeStands.org. If you are looking for a call to action, you can help support them with the petition. You can sign up for their newsletter. You can donate. And they will keep you in the know when there are rallies and events having to do with TennesseeStands.org in West Tennessee or wherever you might be. So I highly recommend you go to kwamradio.com. In other news, the fight goes on nationally. President Trump, a 46-minute speech yesterday. It's his longest speech since the election. And he laid out many, many pieces of evidence and talked about having to fight this fight all the way until all options are exhausted. Yes, he would love to win the election, but he also talks about how our republic and this vote is bigger than just him. It's bigger than just one man. Cut 9.
We are going to defend the honesty of the vote by ensuring that every legal ballot is counted and that no illegal ballot is counted. This is not just about honoring the votes of 74 million Americans who voted for me. It's about ensuring that Americans can have faith in this election and in all future elections. Today, I will detail some of the shocking irregularities, abuses, and fraud that have been revealed in recent weeks. But before laying out just a small portion of the evidence we have uncovered, and we have so much evidence, I want to explain the corrupt mail-in balloting scheme that Democrats systematically put into place that allowed voting to be altered, especially in swing states, which they had to win. They just didn't know that was going to be that tough because we were leading in every swing state by so much.
And that is President Trump. One more clip here, and this is his close from that 46-minute speech. The tone of it throughout is very serious. Here's cut 1.
Many very smart people have congratulated me on all we've done. The biggest tax cuts in history, regulation cuts, the biggest in history. We rebuilt our military. We took care of our vets like never before, Space Force, and so much more. But then they went on to say, as big and as important as these events were, the single greatest achievement in your presidency will be exactly what you're doing right now, voter integrity for our nation. It's more important than any of the things that we discussed. If we don't root out the fraud, the tremendous and horrible fraud that's taken place in our 2020 election, we don't have a country anymore. So with the resolve and support of the American people, we will restore honesty and integrity to our elections, and we will restore trust in our system of government. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Thank you for joining us today. Armstrong and Getty is up next. Todd Starnes at 11 o'clock. We appreciate you taking us along for the ride. Go to kwamradio.com. We'll have this show up a little bit later on this morning. We've got Dr. Jimmy Hopper's white paper already up to help arm you with scientific fact. And the link to TennesseeStands.org. It's all there at kwamradio.com. Have a great day, everybody.